Yeah, it's qualified. Shout out to my young homie Cash.
What up?
And the Far Out Kids.
Yeah.
Cash money, you know what we talking about. Gather round, tune in, we about to talk it out. Charizard playing spitting, now it's going down. How many kids with their own podcast? I hold the crown, something like a Mewtwo. I mean, I'm super.
Hi, this is Cash. In March, you'll be able to listen to my podcast. We'll come out with our first episode.
What's it called, Cash?
Far Out Kids Cast.
And what are we going to be talking about?
Lots of stuff, like movies, music, and all my favorite things, including video games.
Oh, and video games, huh? And will we have guests?
Yes, we will, including my brother Weston. So we'll be having guests from bands. We'll be having guests from...
some of your favorite movies, maybe?
Uh-huh.
And we're definitely going to have on the maker of your theme song, my friend Qualified, and his kid, right?
Uh-huh.
So it'll be a lot of fun. So tune in March for our first episode of...
Far Out Kids Cast!
The Far Out Kids Cast. Hey everybody, this is Justin, aka The Painted Man, and I'm here again with episode 2 of the new and improved Slice Cast, a podcast where we talk to independent filmmakers and play music from independent artists, and we support independent stuff. This is presented by CinemaSlice.com and the Farsighted, aka FarsightedBlog.com. We both are working together to present to you some little-known folks who deserve a lot more recognition, and we really hope you enjoy what you hear. You'll notice this podcast was supposed to go up earlier this week, and unfortunately, my work week and life schedule did not allow that. So today, Sunday, is the day that the movie in the discussion here actually premiered. So if you hear us saying go to the premiere, we hope you were already there. If you weren't, please support the film over on the interwebs at cinemaslice.com/darkling. And really just do what you can to support Darkling, because it's a movie that folks really busted their ass on. And I always appreciate good independent filmmaking. And that's why I do what I do. So we appreciate that. We hope you enjoy this discussion with Michael Wellborn, the director, as well as the music from Austin Michael, who composed the music for the film. And I guess that's really about it. So we'll catch you on the flip-flop. And thanks again for checking us out. Oh, and by the way, if you heard that lovely little commercial at the beginning, that was my son. His name is Cash. Cash has been working for a couple years on the idea of a podcast, and we're finally putting it into production after talking about it for a while. So that's going to be here on the Farsighted Network podcasts. And it's also going to be on its own stream, Far Out Kids Cast. So if you can support that, especially if you have kids or, you know, just like family-friendly programming, that's going to be a lot of fun. So sometime in March, the first episode will drop, and that's going to be in a monthly format. So I'm going to stop rambling now. I'm going to thank you for being here, for checking everything out. And you can hit me at Twitter at The Painted Man, or you can hit at The Farsighted, or you can find my email over at farsightedblog.com, or reach out however you want. We'd love to hear more from you. If you're an independent artist, or you're an independent filmmaker, or you just want to, you know, somehow be involved, hit me up and we'll get you into this lovely, lovely, lovely podcast sometime. Again, thanks a lot. I really have to stop rambling now. I've said that more than once, haven't I? Well, enjoy the show.
I think of those moments later. You exhaled your last breath. And that was it. never again to love, to look at me, and to know me.
I'm in a world of anguish. And then at the same time, I'm in a land of strangers.
He was so happy. He was even smiling when he got killed. What if I had stopped that gun?
Henry, we've been over this. You did not let Reed get murdered. He was murdered. That is the story. You could try to rewrite it, but that is what happened.
When does it end? I know I'm not supposed to, but I can't wait. It's just hard every day.
I feel sick. I feel like something's very, very wrong.
My name is Michael Wellborn. I'm a filmmaker in Bay City, Michigan. I've been doing this, trying to do this full-time in my own definition for about 3 years now. Always wanted to do this, but it's only now that I've been able to network and find actors and get all the right people that can actually make it work the way that, you know, I want it to. So,
awesome.
It's been good.
Good. And so you have a film called Darkling that got kind of a soft release and is now getting like a little theatrical release. I guess by the time people listen to this, hopefully it'll be, you know, either just came out or it's coming out right around now. Tell us a little bit about that film.
So Darkling was a project that I've been thinking about for maybe about 2 years. It had started as something completely different, like most of my projects do. You get some idea that you want to explore, and in the end you realize it turned out to be a whole different story or gained different aspects that you didn't expect. Before, it was supposed to be mostly about mental illness, dealing just strictly with that, really. And it turned more into a movie. It has more elements of grief and depression now, which I didn't expect when I started writing it, but that's what it turned out to be. And so I worked on it through November of 2017 and finished it Christmas morning, pretty much. Was able to save out version and get it out online, so everybody that we told to expect it could expect it, and they watched it, and we had it up for about a week. And so now the main actor in the movie has gotten us into a theater locally that is going to show our movie, along with another one that I helped out with, and another one made by producer Nick White on my movie. He's got another short film we're playing there as well, and so we're just making it a whole event, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Awesome, awesome. And that event is that Saturday night?
It is Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon. I knew it was this weekend. I forgot the date. I'm not local to Michigan, so I knew I wasn't going to make it. But for those who are local to Michigan, that's Saturday afternoon. And where's that?
It is at the State Theater in Bay City, starting at 1 p.m. It's $7 at the door. You can also buy tickets at our website, cinemaslice.com. And it's going to be fun. We've got
awesome.
A lot planned for it.
Very cool. So Sunday afternoon is the film, and hopefully you're listening to this before that. If you're not, there'll be more information, I'm sure, to check it out online in the coming weeks and months as well. So this film, right, you said that it had a little bit more elements of depression and some other things that you didn't necessarily originally plan on. How did the story kind of morph for you?
Well, it started with me writing the first scene and setting the story up. And then that scene, over the course of the next couple weeks while I was writing it, set the tone for it specifically, and it gave it more of a shift towards dealing with grief and depression in that sense, rather than just depression and mental illness in general.
Right.
And so it just changed into that, and I ran with it because it felt right for where it was turning out. So it was pretty cool.
Cool. And so is this your first feature, or have you done a few, or where are you at as far as, like, how many feature-length films you've done?
This is the longest one I've done. It's
okay.
75 minutes. And
to qualify,
if you can consider that feature, yeah. The next longest one I've got is about 35 minutes.
Okay.
And it's a faux documentary style movie about a cult.
Oh, and cool. What's that one called?
It's called Cry for Paul.
Oh, cool.
It's set in the 90s, and it's basically the movie is supposed to feel like you're watching an old VHS recording that somebody had recorded a 2020 style investigative show onto this tape, and that's what the movie is.
Oh, very cool. Where can folks find some of your older stuff? Are they up online?
Yeah, you can find all my stuff at cinemaslice.com. If you look up in the slicers or the contributors page, you should find me there close to the top, Michael Wellborn. I believe if you click that and go through there, and it should lead you to all my stuff.
Very awesome. Very awesome. So what are some of your favorite, and, well, I guess I've got a combination of favorite filmmakers that you've grown up on and really appreciate and that influence you?
First of all, the first one that comes to mind is one that actually is coming back up right now big time for me, because I'm starting to work on a project that relates to my favorite movie ever. So it would have to be this right here, Tim Burton and the movie Batman Returns.
Okay.
His whole style in that particularly. I'm not a big fan of Tim Burton's work in everything, like The Nightmare Before Christmas creeps me out. Something about the animation, all that stuff. But when it's in a Batman setting, it really works for me. So I would say that. And there's another director if you've ever seen Funny Games, I want to say it's Michael Haneke. Funny Games and his movie Benny's Video. Those two movies, the tone that you feel in that is also what I dig. So it's kind of what I go for. And it has a lot of that in Darkling, especially. More so than the Tim Burton Batman.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I've actually not seen Funny Games. If I'm correct, didn't he remake his own movie about a decade after the first one?
Yeah, like an American shot for version? Shot, line for line, the exact same thing. Yeah, with
just different actors and reset in America.
Yep, exactly. I prefer the original version just because when you have to read it in the subtitles and hear it in a language you don't know, it makes it sound creepier.
Yeah, that's fair.
It does a great job in the new one too. If you can't stand reading subtitles, but if you had to choose, I would go with the original. Yeah.
Yeah, they're both on my list, and I have copies of both and have yet to watch either one. I've been debating for a while now which one to start with. I'll probably start with the original, and I'll probably watch the remake. But
yeah,
no doubt,
definitely.
Very, very interesting. I'm definitely very interested in his filmmaking. I'm sure that on my other podcast, my co-host will likely force me to watch that movie at some point, because I know he's a big fan. So
awesome.
Maybe I'm saving it up till then. But what else is on the horizon for you as far as, like, more projects, things that you're up to?
So I just started work on, something related to that Batman Returns movie. That's just in its beginning stages. But my next biggest project, I've put a couple pieces out, a couple episodes of the show called The Electric Moving Picture Show.
Okay.
It's basically a film noir series, like Sin City, shot on green screen, but with a vaporwave vibe to it.
Okay.
Old nostalgic 90s feeling to it. I'm reworking that and getting ready to try and shoot a whole bunch of it at once, so I don't have to have a bunch of in-between time, in-between pieces for it.
Is that up on YouTube or on Cinema Slice or both? both?
Yep, I've got it up on my personal YouTube channel, and you can find it on Cinema Splice as well. It's called The Electric Moving Picture Show. There's two episodes, and I'm reworking it. So those probably won't be up for too much longer, because I'm going to rework them into a different way. It's been a while since I put those out, and I've been able to step back and think more about what I wanted to do with it. So
if people wait a little bit to check that out, they'll see the new improved version.
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. Very cool. Yep. Awesome. Well, last week or last episode, we just premiered this new format of the Slicecast, and we had Tonya Carrier on, and one of the things I kind of wrapped up with before I gave her kind of her final platform for anything else she wanted to share was I kind of asked her a little bit about some current films and things going on and what she thought. And at the time, we talked a little bit about Cloverfield Paradox because it had literally just dropped. Are there any films that have come out in the last couple months that have, like, blown you away?
The only one that comes to mind really is the new Star Wars, The Last Jedi. I don't go to the theater too much to see movies, and I went to go see that one, and it was great. I have no complaints about it.
I agree. Yeah. I think it was a phenomenal installment. I like that it was different and yet still very Star Wars.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Knights of the Old Republic, that Star Wars storyline. I like side stories and things about characters that you don't really think about, and that's basically what the Old Republic is.
Right.
And I'm with all these new Star Wars stories because I have no expectations of what it is. It's been feeling like that to me, so I've been having a great time watching these new ones.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I'm not a big video game guy, however, Knights of the Old Republic, the first one on, I guess it was on my Xbox, the first original Xbox, was one of my favorite games I've ever played.
Yeah, that's definitely mine. I bought it several times over the years on the computer and on the Xbox, and I just got my 8-year-old son, who's actually in this movie Darkwing, I've got him just playing it the last week, and he loves it too.
That's awesome. Yeah,
so it still holds up. Yeah,
I always preferred to play it with going dark. I beat it several times, but it was always more fun to go to the dark side.
Yeah, and then the second game, the sequel to that one, the tone of that whole one whole takes a whole darker tone too. So it's you got to play that one too.
Yep. Hey, hold on just one moment. I don't want to wrap the conversation yet, but somebody's looking to ask me a question. Sitting, I've been sitting on the other road.
That's fine.
Yeah. I have no idea.
You don't.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I mean, you definitely can. It's a busy road. I think you'll be okay.
Okay.
Just stay on. I don't know if there's a sidewalk, but I definitely think there's room between the road and this.
I guess I look like someone who knows where I am. I mean, I vaguely do. I know that. I mean, I know where I am, but I don't know how to get to where they were telling me they're parked. But no, I'm just out and about for work between sites, and I was like, oh, okay, this is a good time to call you. So anyway, I'll edit that out, obviously. So So besides Last Jedi, is there anything else? Maybe not stuff you've gotten to see in the theater, but anything else that's kind of come out that seems new and exciting to you?
Get Out and Ex Machina are the only two that come to mind. And I was
they're both phenomenal choices. Holy crap, they're great movies.
Nick had asked me recently, somebody had asked me recently about movies that had come out, and I was trying. I thought of those ones, and I looked up the years because they were asking about this recent year's movies that I'd thought about, and I didn't realize how old Ex Machina was, and Get Out by now is probably a few years old. So,
well, it came out in 2017, but in the very beginning, so it's like it's almost exactly a year old now. Maybe a year and a month, something like that. Yeah, that's a great movie as well. I definitely will vouch for that. And Ex Machina, the way it explores, its themes is phenomenal. I've seen those themes explored in many movies, but just the way it does it, it's so good.
Yes.
So definitely, it sounds like you definitely have a bit of a genre edge. You like the sci-fi and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't find time to watch movies too much in general, but yeah. When I do, it's because something like that, just I have to watch it.
Awesome. Well, before I let you go, is there any anything else you want to plug or share, or you know, any advice to budding independent filmmakers that you would want to bestow upon them?
I'll start with a plug. Just cinemaslice.com. Go there. You can find everything we've put out. You can find news, articles, downloadable music, posters. The music is free. Nick puts out, he works with a few other people, put out different mixtapes a few times a year. All free music you can download, listen to. Music that's been on our movies and our shows, all that stuff. A lot of free stuff, a lot of stuff to watch. Feature-length movies, short films, music videos. Whatever you want. Advice for filmmakers would just be to do it. I did a few years of college, and I took as many of the acting and screenwriting classes as I could. And it was good to hear somebody talk about it for a bit, but I wouldn't recommend following that path unless you've got a big studio dream in mind. But if you just want to get there and do it, I would say do it, because it's the quickest way to learn how to do it. You'll learn by mistake. As long as you're active and you keep doing it, you'll always learn from your mistakes quickly, and your stuff will improve pretty fast.
Awesome.
So
that's awesome, man. Thank you so much. And everyone listening to this, go check out Darkling if you're in the, you know, in the local Michigan area, and if you're not, you know, keep your eyes out. There'll be links over on Cinema Slice.
Why is it so dark? In the beginning, it is always dark.
Hello, my name is Austin Michael. I did pretty much the whole score for Michael Wellborn's film Darkling. Here are two compositions of mine. One is called Alpha, and the other is titled A Night Out. You can check out more of my music at soundcloud.com/AustinMichaelMusic. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.